OCR GCSE Maths, Mastering Fractions, Decimals and Percentages. Intro. 1 minute. Upbeat, modern synth pop music fades in and then fades to background. Host. Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Math Study Guide podcast. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a topic that's absolutely fundamental to your success in the exam. Fractions, decimals, and percentages, or FDP for short. This is OCR specification 0.1.2, and it's a cornerstone of both the foundation and higher tiers. Why does it matter so much? Because FDP isn't just a topic on its own. It's the language of mathematics that you'll use in algebra, geometry, and data handling. In the next 10 minutes, we'll solidify the core concepts, walk through some exam-winning techniques, and make sure you're ready to bank those marks. We'll cover the key conversions, dive into percentage multipliers, and then finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get started. Short musical transition. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Host, first, let's get one thing straight. Fractions, decimals, and percentages are just three different ways of expressing the same value. Think of it like this. You can have a pizza cut into four equal slices and take three of them. That's the fraction 3/4. If you type 3 divided by 4 into your calculator, you get the decimal 0.75. And we all know that 3/4 of something is 75%. They all mean the same thing. And examiners expect you to switch between them effortlessly. So, how do we convert? To turn a fraction into a decimal, you simply divide the numerator, the top number, by the denominator, the bottom number. For a decimal to a percentage, you multiply by 100. Easy marks. Going the other way from a percentage to a fraction, just write the percentage value over 100 and then simplify. For example, 40% becomes 40 over 100, which simplifies down to 2/5. Always simplify unless the question tells you not to. There's often a mark for it. Next up, fraction arithmetic. When adding or subtracting fractions, you must have a common denominator. I like to think of it as needing a common language before you can communicate. For 1/3 plus 1/4, the first common multiple of 3 and 4 is 12. So we convert them. 1/3 becomes 4/12, and 1/4 becomes 3/12. Now we can add them. 4/12 plus 3/12 gives us 7/12. Never, ever add the denominators. Multiplying is more straightforward. You just multiply the numerators together and multiply the denominators together. For dividing, remember the phrase, keep, change, flip. You keep the first fraction, change the division to a multiplication, and flip the second fraction. So 2/3 divided by 1/4 becomes 2/3 times 4 over 1, which is 8/3. Finally, let's talk about the most powerful tool for your calculator paper, percentage multipliers. To increase an amount by a percentage, you find a single number to multiply by. For a 20% increase, you start with 100%, add 20% to get 120%, which as a decimal is 1.20. So to increase 50 pounds by 20%, you just do 50 pound times 1.20. For a decrease, you subtract from 100%. A 15% decrease means you have 85% left, so your multiplier is 0.85. This is so much quicker and safer than finding the percentage and then adding or subtracting. This leads us to reverse percentages. This is a classic higher tier question. If a coat costs 90 pounds after a 10% sale, what was the original price? The mistake is to find 10% of 90 pounds and add it on. Wrong. The 90 pounds represents 90% of the original price. So we can say 0.9 times the original price equals 90 pounds. To find the original, we do the reverse, 90 pounds divided by 0.9, which gives us 100 pounds. Always set up that initial statement. Short musical transition. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Host. Right, let's talk exam technique. On a calculator paper, for any percentage change question, your first thought should be multiplier. It earns method marks, M1, just for writing it down, and it avoids errors. On a non-calculator paper, memorizing common FDP equivalences is a superpower. Knowing that 1/8 is 0.125 or that 3/5 is 60% saves you vital calculation time. Now, for the common mistakes examiners see every year. The biggest one is adding denominators, as we mentioned. The second is with reverse percentages. Candidates always want to multiply when they should be dividing. My top tip, if the price has been reduced, the original price must be higher. If your answer is lower, you've done it wrong. Another pitfall is in show that questions involving fractions. If the question says show that 2/3 plus 1/5 equals 13/15, you cannot just write the answer. You must show the conversion to a common denominator. 10/15 plus 3/15 to get the marks. You have to prove it step by step. Finally, compound interest. Don't just work out the interest for 1 year and multiply it. Remember, the interest is added on, and the next year's interest is calculated on the new, larger amount. Again, multipliers are your friend here. A 5% interest for 3 years is equivalent to multiplying the principal by 1.05 to the power of 3. Short musical transition. Quick fire recall quiz. 1 minute. Host. Okay, are you ready? I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give the answer. No writing, just active recall. 1. What is the multiplier for a 35% decrease? Pause. 0.65. 2. What is 3/8 as a decimal? Pause. 0.375. 3. How do you divide fractions? Pause. Keep. Change. Flip. 4. A price is £120 after a 20% increase. Do you multiply or divide by 1.2 to find the original price? Pause. Divide. 5. What is 1/4 plus 2/5? Pause. 13/20. You'd need a common denominator of 20. Short musical transition. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Host. And that's a wrap. We've covered the essential links between fractions, decimals, and percentages. We've mastered the rules for fraction arithmetic and unlocked the power of percentage multipliers for both increases, decreases, and reverse problems. Remember to always show your working, especially for method marks, and double check if your answer makes sense in the context of the question. Re-listen to this episode whenever you need a quick refresher. Check out the full study guide for more worked examples and practice questions. Keep practicing, stay confident, and you'll smash it. Upbeat, modern synth pop music fades in and then fades out.